I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Author Bill Sullivan's new book is a set of stories called The Oregon Variations, inspired structurally by Bach's Goldberg Variations and by some of Oregon's most unusual characters and places. His related slideshow, Oregon for the Curious, visits some of the state's most quirky and unexpected corners. He'll present the slideshow in Eugene on April 30th at the Downtown Eugene Public Library and on May 7th at Tsunami Books. Then on May 10th, he'll appear at both the Deschutes Public Library in Bend and at Sun River Books and Music. He joins me in the KLCC studios. Always good to see you, Bill.
Hi, Eric.
Well, what inspired you to draw a link creatively between Bach's Goldberg Variations and some of Oregon's most unusual places and people?
Well, you got to talk about the subject matter first. I mean, here I'm best known as the hiking guy.
Yes.
I've hiked every trail I could find in the state, and over all that time, I've been collecting all information about what it is that makes Oregon, Oregon. And it has a lot to do with the people and the places, and some of them are kind of quirky. And you can describe that in a guidebook, but it doesn't show the whole picture. I've tried with novels and history books and adventure memoirs and now short stories. And just to be a little challenging about this, it was a bit of a challenge, and to give it a structure, I did follow the pattern of Bach's Goldberg Variations. You're going to find everything from flash fiction to parody, and there's one story, at least, set in every county in Oregon. A lot of them are people stories, about a firefighting crew that is out fighting blazes, and it turns out that they're really fighting their backstories, that they've all been running away from something, and they join the firefighting crew, and they're their heroes, but in their back life, there's this conflagration that they have to go put out the fire and go face. Or fishermen in Newport who grouch about the sea lions, but it turns out they're really the same. They go out fishing in the early morning and come back and hang around in the bars and pick fights all afternoon.
You've chosen to represent this really diverse state on the cover of this book with a man under an umbrella in cracked, dried mud in apparently Oregon's high desert. Why?
It's, again, the variations. The picture is the Umbrella Man. It's the statue, the bronze statue of a commuter in downtown Portland at Pioneer Courthouse Square. So it's artificial, it's art, it's in a rainy corner of the biggest city, and I've positioned him in the Alvord Desert, which is the driest, loneliest, least urban spot in Oregon and all natural. The theme that runs through the book is loneliness. And that can be a glorious thing when you're in the wilderness. It can be a horrifying thing if you're in a city. And so I'm exploring that theme throughout the state.
And how does the book relate to the slideshow?
The title, Oregon for the Curious, is a nod to Ralph Friedman's 1972 travelogue. I'm covering weird and quirky places all over the state, out of the way hot springs, an alien meteorite, the Oregon vortex. I'm just looking for offbeat destinations that inspired the stories in this book.
You know Oregon's offbeat destinations probably better than anyone alive, I would imagine, having walked and otherwise traveled Oregon in such extensive ways. Do you think Oregon's quirky places are disappearing or changing or otherwise evolving?
Well, they say, you know, keep Oregon weird. I don't know that it's actually becoming more weird. There is a weirdness meter in the book. Each story starts with a map that shows you which counties are represented in that story. But there's also a key signature. If it uses flats, then the story is mostly about women. If it's sharps, then the protagonists are mostly male. And the more accidentals there are, the stranger the story is. If you start getting five, then you're looking at maybe giant robotic beavers, bread dough that grows arms. It can be a little stranger.
It's a hard line to find, isn't it, in Oregon's history between the fact and the fiction?
My continuing mission, it's really to reveal what it is that makes Oregon so beautiful and so curious.
There's really no end to Oregon exploration, is there, with its places and people?
Well, you can keep exploring outwards. This book explores inwards, and I think there is no depth that you can't plumb. There's no bottom to the quirkiness of Oregon's inward exploration.
Well, thank you for all the Oregon journeys that you take us on.
It's my pleasure.
Bill Sullivan, whose new book is a collection of stories called The Oregon Variations, set in every county in Oregon and inspired structurally by Box Goldberg Variations. Along with his related slideshow, Oregon for the Curious, it takes us on a journey through some of Oregon's most curious places with some of its most unusual characters. Bill Sullivan will present his Oregon for the Curious slideshow in Eugene at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Wednesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. and at Tsunami Books on Wednesday, May 7th at 7 p.m. Then on May 10th, he'll appear at both the Deschutes Public Library in Bend at 2 p.m. and at Sun River Books and Music at 5 p.m. For more information, OregonHiking.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit KLCC.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.